It was our anniversary, and hubby wanted to do something special for me. You see, hubby has a small penis, and while I find it perfectly adequate for making love, hubby has to eat me out for me to come. His tongue is great, and he does the whole roll a bowling ball up a hill trick and paint a fence and trace out the letters of the alphabet tricks. He's really great at licking my gash and sucking my clit while he finger fucks me with his big, huge digits. But sometimes, I don't know, I kind of wish for a bigger feeling of fullness inside my cunt, if you know what I mean. My need became pretty evident when hubby rented some porno flicks last week. He'd gotten a deal on them because the labels had been worn off through frequent use. Turns out they were about a wife who was getting gangbanged by a bunch of men with big, huge cocks. Well, I couldn't stop watching. I really liked watching that tip go in, and I was fascinated watching this black guy rub the tip of his cock up and down the woman's gash, tickling her clit with his soft, spongy head, and then forcing it into the entrance of her cunt, stretching her out. It was so big, he could even get the whole thing inside, and I just knew he was poking her cervix every time he plowed her cunt. We had to stop watching it halfway through the porno because it was so hot, and I was getting so hot to trot, and I needed to be fucked really, really bad. Even though hubby's cock wasn't exactly up to the job. But I got on top and rode his cock for all I was worth, jiggling my huge tits in his face, teasing his lips with my big hard nipples, and having him suck my nipples and maul my tits while I rode his shaft against my clit. And after a few minutes, hubby said he was coming, and he dribbled a few drops of spunk on my cunt mound. Then he rolled over and started snoring, leaving me high and dry. Again. Needless to say, I had to get my dildo out once again and fuck myself so I could come too. And while I was ramming that big black dildo inside my fuck hole, all I could think about was all those big cocks I'd just seen in that porno flick. And I was imagining that I was the girl in the movie getting fucked by all those men. Me, by myself, surrounded by half a dozen big, hot, horny guys with big, stiff dicks that needed taking care of. Needless to say, I came on my dildo in record time. And it was so good, too. Well, the next day, hubby was all apologetic and said he was going to make it up to me. That's how come I now find myself in this sleazy motel in a run-down part of town. Hubby said to meet him here after work, that he had somebody he wanted me to meet. So, I drove over after work, and I went into the room he'd rented. It had an outside entrance and no security, like a Motel 6, except this one was called Notel Motel. And when I walked in, hubby hugged me at the door and said he had my present. Then he turned to the other occupant of the small room and introduced me to Derek, who was a big, tall, black guy, about 6'2" and about 10 years younger than me, too. Yeah, turns out hubby and Derek go to the same gym, and hubby had noticed how big Derek's manly treasures were when they were both taking leaks at the urinal. Hubby couldn't help staring at Derek's dick, and Derek said it was 10 inches long when it got hard. Hubby made a comment about how his wife would like it, and after some more conversation, arrangements were made, and here we are. Derek likes to fuck married women in front of their husbands. He says it really gets him off, knowing he's shooting his spunk inside a married woman's cunt while the husband watches, especially if it's her fertile time. Well, I was wearing a tight black knit dress with a low scoop neck that shows off my big tits and deep cleavage, and it shows off my big round ass, too, the fabric stretching across my rump. It's kind of short, too, halfway up my thighs, and I didn't wear any stockings, just some red thong panties to match my red shelf bra. I wanted to dress sexy for hubby for our anniversary, and turns out I was dressing sexy for Derek, too. The guys had some music playing on the cheap clock radio on the oldie station, and they were playing some slow dance tunes. So I sashayed up to Derek and laid my hands on his shoulders, and I asked him if he wanted to dance with me. He didn't talk much. He just held out his arms to me while hubby just sat in the chair and watched us move around this small room. Actually, we were pretty much just standing still, and I was rubbing my body up and down against Derek's, squishing my big tits against his chest, and feeling his big hands on my ass cheeks, squeezing them, pulling my hips closer to his, feeling the hardness of his cock bulge as it snuggled right up tight against my cunt mound, and I could feel his cock right at the top of my thighs where they met my cunt. Pretty soon, Derek's hands moved from my ass to my tits, pulling my black neckline down so as to expose my huge white mounds, which were oozing out of the red shelf bra. He reached inside and pulled my tits out of my bra so they hung free, and then he sucked my right nipple while he tweaked the left one. Making my nipples all hard and stiff, trying to take as much breast meat into his mouth as he could, but he couldn't get the whole thing in because my tits are so big. I take a size 38 triple D cup bra, and my tits only sag a little bit. They're all natural, too. All soft and squishy, nice and plump and full, and Derek was eating them up. While he was doing that, my hand wandered down to his cock bulge, and I was feeling the length and hardness of his cock through his pants. When I first entered the room, I could make out his big, long cylinder. I could see the shape outlined through his pants, and I couldn't wait to feel his cock in person. I just knew he had a big one, like in that porno flick. Then Derek lifted his head up from sucking my tits and kissed his way up my neck to my ears. Poking its wet tongue inside my ear, blowing hot air, making my spine all tingly, sending shivers down my back to my cunt, my nipples hard as steel by now and sticking out about an inch, and then kissing my cheeks and my mouth. Frenching me, sticking his big pink tongue in deep inside my mouth. Filling my mouth with it, all the way to the back of my mouth, my tonsils, a swapping spit. Him grabbing my ass and squeezing it and pulling it up and down his cock bulge as he ground it against me. Oh, God, I was so turned on. I love being manhandled that way. A big, strong, tall man, muscular, oozing male confidence, wanting to mate with me in front of my husband, shoving his big black superior cock inside my snatch that heretofore had belonged only to hubby. But now I was ready to try something new and different, and I figured it wasn't really cheating since hubby was right there watching every move, watching his wife get fondled and squeezed and mauled by another man. Hubby was in the chair watching us, taking it all in, stroking his small cock bulge as he watched Derek manhandle his wife. I didn't really pay hubby that much of attention at this point because I was totally absorbed by Derek's manipulations of my body. I'd already unbuttoned his shirt and was running my hands up and down his chest, feeling his muscles, rubbing my naked tits against his naked warmth. And after a little bit, I felt his hands on my shoulders, exerting pressure like he was trying to push me down. I knew what that meant. Derek wanted me to suck his cock. He wanted me to take it out and touch it and stroke it and put it in my mouth. And he wanted to look down at me with my cock, with his cock in my face as my naked tits were hanging out of my dress. He wanted to see a big-titted older woman suck his cock while he played with her tits in front of her husband. He wanted to see her take it all the way down her throat. Wanted to see her eyes tear up and her mascara run as she choked on his big dick, forcing it down her throat, making her throat bulge out while hubby was watching his wife being used. I didn't object. I wanted to see what he was packing anyway, so I dropped down on my knees on the carpeted floor and reached up to undo the zipper of his pants. He had a big zipper. Must have been about 11 inches long. Longer than Hubby's 7-inch zipper. And it seemed to take forever to pull the tab down because his cock bulge was so big. The tent in his pants was so pronounced that I couldn't get a good grip on it. Finally, I got it down, and then this big, huge piece of man meat popped out, almost hitting me in the nose. It was so big, nice and big and hard and swollen and leaking pre-cum. I smiled to myself. I'd hit the jackpot. Derek was looking down at me with an all-knowing, superior, smug look on his face. He asked me if I liked it, and I looked up at him and nodded my head. Then he said how he wanted me to lick it, to lick the pre-cum off the tip. And then he wanted me to take the head in my mouth. I tried, but it was really a struggle to take his big, huge cockhead into my mouth. So I just got an inch in, and he kept rubbing my tits and pinching my nipples. And so I worked harder to open my mouth wider so I could get more of his shaft inside. I was drooling, and Derek was leaking. And my face was a wet mess, and I knew my cunt was dripping wet. And Derek pulled his cock out and rubbed it all over my face while hubby watched. He told hubby he was marking my face with his pre-cum, but soon he would be marking me with his spunk. Then he rubbed his tip along the seam of my ruby red lips and forced the head inside again and told me to suck him. Told me to make his cock hard, harder, and he played with my tits while I tried my best. And pretty soon, I had about 5 inches in my mouth and was using my hands to stroke the other 5 inches as I tried to take more and more of his cock down my throat. And he would make these obscene remarks in front of hubby about how good I looked with his cock in my mouth and how pretty I looked with my black glasses on my top of my head and my blonde hair all done up in a bun, and I called it the slutty librarian look because hubby loves seeing me this way when I suck his little wiener, and how Derek wanted to see how much of his cock I could take down my throat. He said how he loves watching a woman's throat bulge out as he fucks her throat, and he proceeded to show me what he meant. Of his cock down my throat that I got scared because I was choking on it. I started to puke and drool and vomit were gushing out of my mouth, and I was beating my hands against his legs as I gagged and choked at his huge black snake. But he just kept holding my head and forcing more and more of his flesh tube in my mouth and down my throat and getting off on my struggles to accept him. I could hardly breathe, and I was choking and gagging, but he didn't care. Neither did Hubby. He just kept watching and stroking his cock. Watching Derek use me as a sex object really turned him on. And so I beat my hands against Derek's legs again to make him let go, to make him let go of my head, which he'd been holding on to, as he crammed more and more of his thick, meaty fuck stick down my throat. And Hubby had started making a video of Derek fucking my mouth and throat using our video camera. I knew what he was doing. He wanted to play the scene back over and over again when he got home every time he jerked off. He really got off on my struggles watching the bulge Derek's cock made in my throat as he pumped his cock in and out. Pretty soon Derek pulled out and said he didn't want to waste his spunk in my belly. He wanted to fill my belly another way. And so he had me lay down in the bed with my legs hanging off the end while he got between them and started licking my slit and eating my cunt. I love feeling his big fat tongue licking up and down my wet gash and tickling my clit. I love feeling his tongue circling around. Yeah, circling around it with his tongue, circling my clit, sucking it. He stuck a finger inside my cunt hole, too. It was eating me, pushing it in and out like it was his cock while he nibbled on my clit. I was close. I was so close to coming, and I wanted to come so bad, but Derek stopped licking me. He said it was time for me to get my anniversary present, and then he had me scoot up to the head of the bed while he got between my raised legs as he took his cock and stroked it a couple of times. And then he ran it along my wet, juicy gash, getting it all slicked up with my juices. And then he told me to put it in for him. How he loved to see a married woman's hand wrapped around his fuck stick, her gold wedding ring showing, knowing he was doing another man's wife, knowing he was going to fill her up with his black seed, maybe even give it her baby while her husband watched him come inside and impregnate her, making her belly swell up with his black baby. I was looking into his eyes as I wrapped my hands around his huge, thick shaft, but my fingers didn't quite reach all the way around because it was so girthy and so thick and swollen. And I did my best and I brought his tip to the entrance of my slit, but not before I took his tip and rubbed it around my clit a few more times and raised my hips and started humping. But Derek wouldn't let me finish. He told me he wanted me to come in his cock and he told me to stick it in. So I brought his huge fuck stick to the entrance of my married snatch, and I got him all lined up, but it wouldn't go in. He was too big around. So he took over, and he gave one mighty thrust of his hips and forced the whole 10 inches up inside me in one powerful thrust while Hubby watched him take his wife. Ow! 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 He's too big! I screamed out loud. You're hurting me! Oh, Derek, please stop! It's too big! Big! It's your cock is too big! And then I glanced over at Hubby to see he was getting all this on tape. And then back at Derek as he was thrusting his cock in and out, stretching me out, loosening me up. I was begging him to take it out, but it was too big and it hurt too much, and I wasn't used to anything that big inside my married fuckhole anyway. Oh, please stop. You're killing me. You're killing me with your cock. Oh, please, it's too big. Please. And I begged, but Eric didn't pay me any attention. He just kept plowing my cunt with his big, huge flesh tube while hubby stroked and filmed the action. And then Derek reached underneath my ass and grabbed my cheeks and tilted my hips up so he could force the last 2 inches in while I looked at where his cock met my cunt. There was a mirror on the wall facing the bed, and I could see everything, watching his big cock go in and out of this white married pussy's cunt. He told hubby to be sure to send him a copy of the video he was making too, because he could make some money off of it. I later found out that it was part of the deal hubby made with Derek. Derek would fuck my cunt and face while hubby filmed it, and then Derek would post it on the internet and make a few bucks, which he would share with us too. Derek said guys like to see a black brother fucking a married white cunt in front of her husband and squirting spunk all over her wedding ring. He said it was almost as good as squirting his black spunk all over her pretty white face and making her swallow it, but not quite as good as womb-fucking her and shooting his black seed up inside her married cunt, breeding her in front of her husband. That got me all excited, knowing a bunch of guys I'd never met before were going to whack off as they watched my married cunt get plowed by a big black cock, and so I tried to make it good for Derek and hubby and all those other cocks who would be stroking for me and busting their nuts all over their screens. I was imagining being covered with cum, and I loved it. I thought about all that cum, and it just made me hornier. I started talking dirty to Derek. I told him how much I loved his big cock and how much I needed to feel his cock plowing my married cunt. I was rubbing my clit with one hand while mauling one of my tits with the other hand, and my nipples all hard and big like a pencil erasers, and hubby was filming with one hand and jerking off with the other hand. He'd already come once. I could tell by the wet spots on the bed and some cum dribbles on his legs. He was going for a record, 2 cums in a row, watching his wife get fucked by another man. And Derek was talking dirty to me too, asking how I liked being fucked by a big black cock, asking me if I liked the way he was filling me up, asking me where I wanted him to come. I said, I want you to come on my tits, and then rub it into my nipples, and then rub it all over my lips, and then make me swallow it, and then suck you clean. And he said, tough shit. You're going to take my spunk inside your cheating married cunt while hubby watches. I'm going to fill you up with my black seed. I'm going to go right through your cervix and womb fuck you. Womb fuck a baby into your white while hubby watches me bust my nuts inside your married fuckhole. And I said, no, don't do that. I'm ovulating and I don't want to have a baby anyway. I don't want to quit my job and raise a baby. I don't want to get all fat and lose my figure. But he just smiled and said how beautiful I would look with my belly all swollen up with his baby, how big and fat and plump my tits would get, and how much he wanted to suck the milk out of my pregnant tits, how much he wanted to fuck my pregnant, swollen belly while he sucked my milky tits. And then he said for me to cross my arms underneath my tits, to hold them together, to make them stand up and wiggle and jiggle and shake as he plowed my cunt. And then he looked over at hubby and asked him if he was getting all this on film, and hubby just nodded because he couldn't talk, just drool, and nodded his head as he kept jacking off and taping the scene. I think hubby liked to see his wife's white legs wrapped around Derek's black back as Derek thrust his big cock inside my married twat, his big huge balls full of potent seed slapping against my upraised ass, my legs bent almost double with my feet by my ears almost, my tits shaking, my nipples pointed at Derek as he frequently leaned down and sucked them while he rammed his big huge dick inside me, fingering my clit because it felt so good. And then Derek leaned down and started sucking at my big hard swollen nipples as he started fucking me harder and faster, and then he started moaning. Take my spunk. I'm going to fuck you real good. I'm going to give you my black baby seed. I'm going to give you a black baby to raise. And then he started grunting, and I tried to pull away. I tried to make him come outside, but he just grabbed my ass and held me so tight and so close to his groin that I had no choice as he grunted. Here it comes. Here it comes. Take it. Take my... Take it. take my seed. And then he pumped me full of his black baby batter, spurt after spurt after spurt. And hubby was there too. He had set the camera up on a tripod close to the action so he could join in. And while Derek shot his load inside my married cunt, hubby was mauling my tits as he shoved his cock inside my mouth and down my throat in tandem when Derek's cock was thrusting, both men doing me with the same rhythm, both shooting me full of spunk at the same time, blasting me with their cum. And so I hurried up and I rubbed my clit even harder, raising my hips up to meet Derek's thrust as I thought about all those other men who would be stroking their cocks while they watched me getting fucked. And they drove me over the edge and I came big time on Derek's cock as he was pumping his baby seed inside my married womb. And then hubby shot his seed at the same time, some down my throat, and then he pulled on and shot the rest all over my face. It was the biggest load I'd ever seen him spurt as I looked up at him and thanked him for my anniversary present, my face covered with his jizz as Derek's seed leaked out of my cunt. And Derek watched his spunk leak out of my fuckhole and down my ass cheeks. And then he moved up and pushed hubby's cock out of the way and told me to lick him clean and for hubby to get down there between my legs and clean me all up for him to eat all his cum leaking out of my cunt with his tongue, and how he'd better do a good job too if he didn't want me to have his black baby. So hubby got down there and ate my cunt while I sucked Derek's cock hard again, holding it in my left hand so we could get a good video of my wedding ring covered with his cock cream. And as I was sucking Derek hard again, I looked down at hubby's face between my spread thighs, licking my juicy cunt, eating Derek's black baby batter, and I asked hubby if he liked cleaning my cunt up from Derek's spunk. How does it taste, knowing that you're eating Derek's black seed, his unborn babies, while his slutty wife sucks his cock hard for a second go-around? And hubby couldn't really talk because he was busy licking my gash and sucking the spunk out of my fuckhole. But I could tell he liked the way the evening was progressing because his cock was hard again for the third time. And then he stuck it in my fuckhole and thrust it a couple of times and shot his third load up inside my cunt chute, mixing with Derek's baby batter. But I knew it was too late. I knew Derek had already fucked a baby into me. But just in case he hadn't, I told Derek how I wanted him to fuck me again, just to be sure I got his baby. And then in a few months we were going to meet up again so Derek could fuck my pregnant belly full of his black baby while hubby filmed it again so we could make some more money. It was fun making our own porno flick. And I love being a porn star.